Rejecting tyranny and socialism isn't racism or hatred. It's your duty as an American, from New Hampshire to around the world. It's your host, Keith Hansen.
Welcome once again to the Keith Hansen Show. It is so great to be with you on the eve of Inauguration Day. It was also really good to be with you yesterday. We are expecting a panel of talk show hosts today to talk about what they expect to happen tomorrow, January 20th, Election Day. But first, you are listening to the Keith Hansen Show. And it is powered by the Hagmann Report and airing on the Global Star Radio Network. And by the way, you can visit Keith Hansen at keithhansenshow.com and the Hagmann Report live.com. All you got to do is go to the live stream on demand, and you can also check on the YouTube archive of the program and simply perform a YouTube search for the Keith Hansen Show, or you can download the program as a podcast through your favorite podcast app like iTunes or Spreaker. And also, Keith always loves for me to remind you that you can reach him via email at keithontheair@gmail.com. That's Keith on the air. Good, bad, or indifferent, he loves to hear from you. Now, there are agendas, counter-agendas, spies, counter-spies, conspiracy theories, counter-conspiracy theories. And you know what? Nobody knows exactly, precisely what's going to happen tomorrow. That is one of the reasons why I wanted to have on a couple of talk show hosts to talk about what they see happening. What they see as the scenario for what we're going to see tomorrow. Now, there are a lot of people who are predicting that something totally out of the ordinary, different, and unusual is going to happen tomorrow, such that the emergency broadcast system will be used or required, and nothing will appear as it is supposed to be. For example, why is there now, I hear there are 75,000 National Guard troops who are in the Washington, D.C. area for a virtual inauguration that virtually nobody is going to be at. How about that? That's kind of strange, isn't it? Here to help me talk about it is a talk show host, and he is, I'm looking for his bio, and it is amazing that just at the last minute, today is a strange day. I'm getting more texts than I probably have ever gotten possibly in my life, and everything is a little bit discombobulated here. But first off, who we have to join us here is John Jones. Is that right? John James. Forgive me. Are you there, John James?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. You have a fabulous radio voice.
Well, thank you, Karen.
You really do. And since I can't find the bio that you just gave me and we have not talked before, tell everybody about your show and who you are. You are not the John James who we hoped and wished would make it into Congress.
No.
You're a different John.
I'm from the Northeast. My name is John without an H because the H is silent. I work for a radio company, Mix Main Broadcasting, Legacy 1160. It's WSKW. We stream on Facebook. We're on the Right America Media page and my page, American Women Who Bear Arms, which I'm a gun guy, so that's one of my websites, is awwba.com. It's American right. Women Who Bear Arms. I'm a voiceover guy, thevoiceguy.net. And the radio station is legacy1160.com. I've been in radio for over 40 years, and I'm a father, grandfather, husband, and I'm not a good DIY guy. I'm not the guy to go to fix your plumbing or heating, or build you a birdhouse for that matter.
Exactly. And, you know, there is a talk show host that has been in talk radio for 50 years, and a lot of people are taking issue with him right now because he thinks Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell are complete idiots and doesn't know anything. But there is something that he has said before, and that is talk radio, no man, it's master.
Right.
And sure enough, you know, the best laid plans, when you're sure you got it all worked out, you don't. And when we get our other mystery guest here, he will join us. But in the meantime, John James, let's just start with you.
Okay.
What do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
Well, you know what? you and I have both heard Karen over and over again. And it sounds like you're like me. You're getting texts, you're getting messages, and we're getting all of these, you know, the videos, there's going to be a civil war is going to begin. The EAS, the emergency alert system, is going to go off, and the inauguration's not going to happen. In fact, one of the big rumors, and I try to use rumors. Somebody called me out on using conspiracy theory too much, so I try to use rumor now. It is rumored that the inauguration will not take place, and that President Trump will be president for 4 more years. And there was one other thing, and you were talking about all the troops, unprecedented number of troops for a inauguration that's not actually going to happen with a crowd or anything. And there are so many conspiracy theories, rumors broiling out there that it's really tough to keep up with them. But I, in my heart of hearts, I always hold out the hope that something will something. Hopefully, you know, I would like to see something nonviolent happen. But I you know, I don't know where we're at. I'm very careful about how I choose my words when I say our back is up against a wall. But it doesn't look to me like there's going to be any dealing with this group that's taking over, especially since they have the congressional and the executive mandate. It's really hard to see how you can talk to people who do not want to talk, who think you are part of the problem, who think you are domestic terrorists, as Don Winslow said in a video.
Well, now, you did say something about the congressional mandate. What do you mean by that exactly?
Well, they've got the Democratic House. They've got the maybe that was the wrong word to use, but they've got the House by a slim margin. They stick together. The Democrats stick together. They will have the Senate because Kamala Harris is going to be that deciding vote. So you know how that's going to go. And we've got some big things that President-elect Biden wants to do initially with an executive order, with a pen, a phone and a pen, as Obama famously said.
Well, and this looks like, if this happens, is going to be Obama 3.0 on steroids.
Right,
That's what it's going to be.
Well, I with Joe Biden, I question steroids because I think he's apt to fall asleep in the Oval Office during a press conference. But certainly Kamala Harris is going to have some energy. And they're saying now that because Kamala Harris is going to be so involved with the Senate that the more powerful person in the administration may be Susan Rice, which is kind of a scary thought.
Well, anything that the Democrats do, you know, I want to kind of back up a little bit.
Okay.
And talk about some of what people are talking about for tomorrow, because frankly, I think a lot of people are holding their breath until tomorrow. And yes, people are holding out hope. We don't know what will happen, but I do feel as if I know what will happen if Biden is inaugurated tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the mainstream media, which is spinning a lie, has been spinning the same narrative and the same lie forever. So why would they not be lying about this? And what will happen is, although I never say stop fighting, it's a whole new ballgame if this particular virulent socialist communist left gets a trifecta of power in Washington, D.C. We know that there are an enormous number of compromised people who have taken bribes and blackmail and whatever else in order to bow to the communist Chinese government. So
Right. That,
and we have people who are secret and long-held communists to begin with. So this is for all the marbles. I've been saying it all along. This is for all the marbles. I guess one of the things that persuades me that something could happen, John James, is that Donald Trump, I don't believe, could have fought all this time for possibly the thing that he's been running, the thing that he ran for in the first place, which is to clean out this ugly, despicable, traitorous swamp, for the lack of a better term.
Right.
And then walk away at the end. We've been waiting and waiting and hoping and hoping and praying and waiting some more. This is the last moment. Why in the world are there 75,000 National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. for a virtual inauguration? And who invited them there? Was it Chris Miller, who's still head of the DOD? Or is it the left that's trying to smear conservatives with the broad brush that, you know, that they need to be shut down, sent to re-education camps, et cetera, et cetera? We got 2 minutes. You know how that goes. So you take that last minute and a half and tell me what you think.
I think, first of all, I commend you for saying exactly what it is. Nobody else will say it. Even, well, you know, Fox News, they've sort of left us, and they're leaving us. But you said exactly what it is that I get pushback on all the time from the left. When I say socialist, communist, oh, it's not communist, it's not, it's democratic socialism. There's a very fine line, as we know, and I think we're crossing it more and more each day. And as we head toward this administration and we see some of what Joe Biden wants to do to us, stop building the wall, maybe tearing the wall down. And
I got to take a break. I'm sorry. Hold that thought, okay?
Sure.
And frankly, I don't think Joe Biden wants to do anything. He's just a puppet. But
he
you
is.
Know what? I stopped you, so I have to take a quickie break. We will be back with more on this eve of inauguration on the Keith Hansen Show. I'm your happy fill-in host, Karen Cataline, a little discombobulated, but I'll get it back together in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Welcome back to the Keith Hansen Show. I am your happy fill-in host, Karen Cataline. And we are on the eve of Inauguration Day. And this is it, folks. This is not only for all the marbles, but this is what we've been waiting for. Actually, we've been waiting for something to happen before now, and we have our panel all together. I'm so pleased to introduce you to somebody who's become a friend, and he's kind enough to have me on his program, and occasionally we got to return the favor. He is a 22-year veteran of talk radio on probably the greatest historic station in the country. When you say 700 WLW, people sit up and take notice in talk radio, because 700 WLW is one of the big boys in talk radio. And here's one of the big boys in talk radio, Gary Jeff Walker. Welcome to our panel discussion on the eve of Inauguration Day.
Ah, yes. Hunter Biden's coming out party. you say and, one of the great yes. historic radio stations, and it is, Karen, 700 WLW in Cincinnati, in the heart of the country, at one time had the most power of any station ever licensed by the federal government. 50,000 watts today, clear channel as far as we roll. And I've been there almost 24 years, and it's been one of the great honors of my life to be included in the pantheon of fantastic hosts and personalities who have been a part of that. And I hope I'm not dragging them down, but it's great to be with you.
No. I learn a lot from you. I see how you do things when you have to tape a show, whatever else. And you are joined by someone we've been talking to for just a little bit. Just met him. Terrific talk show host, John James from Central Maine, a 40-plus year radio veteran, conservative talk show host, father, grandfather, husband, and a big gun advocate. The three of us together to talk about what they think will happen, what we think will happen tomorrow. So you first, Gary Jeff, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
I think that Joe Biden will take the oath of office at noon. I believe that's... I know that pains you to hear that, Karen.
Yes,
and maybe you too, John, but all the indicators point to that happening. The fact that Joe Biden, I just found out today, has hired his own security team because he doesn't trust the Secret Service because there are too many patriots in the Secret Service, and he doesn't trust the National Guard because there are too many patriots in the National Guard, has now, they've decided to hire a private security team to entrust his security to. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes, I have. Did you, John?
I did not hear about that. I shake my head in awe at the amount of security we have. We have security. We literally have security for the security.
Yeah. We have security for our security. Gary Jeff, what is your understanding as to who asked, ordered, or invited 75,000, I'm hearing now, National Guard to Washington, D.C., including a huge amount of military armor for an inauguration that we've done how many times before, and this one is virtual? Who invited it and why?
They're not even having the thing, on the mall or at the Capitol. They're doing it virtually, and I don't understand why there's 75,000 troops needed to protect, buildings, basically, devoid of all of the luminaries. I don't know when they did this, why they did it.
And who did
they
it?
They must
very
be expecting...
who did it. My understanding, Gary Jeff and John James, is that Chris Miller, who's still head of the DOD, has been the one behind this military buildup in Washington, D.C. You got to ask yourself, why? John, you first. Why do you think? And military hardware, too, not just the National Guard, but more stuff. I mean, I'm just not good at that sort of thing, but, Patriot things that shoot Patriot missiles down, and you name it, it apparently has been carted to Washington, D.C. So why?
I think they want to be ready for war. I really think that the rumors of war, and I'm not going to say that there are a lot of people out there, there aren't a lot of people out there who would like to see something done, even if it requires force. But they've heard the rumors like the rest of us have, and I think they are just getting ready for an all-out Patriot attack on the Capitol. And now they're worried that there are so many Patriots in the National Guard and in the military, and we've heard this before, that if I hate to raise the idea of anything violent, any kind of a civil war or anything like that. I don't want to raise it, but I think that's what they're worried about, and they're afraid that the troops are going to fight against the government along with the Patriots, because so many of the troops are, in fact, Patriots fighting for the Constitution, which the left doesn't care about. So,
well, John, I'd like to jump in and tell you what I think about this, and then we'll go to Gary Jeff Walker. I think that the whole narrative that Patriots are going to storm the Capitol as they did on January 6th, which was also a false narrative, much of it was. It may take a while for us to truly figure out what happened then, but the false narratives just keep coming. The false flags keep coming and coming and coming. I don't believe for one minute that this fortified militarism, which apparently was ordered by Trump's people, is for that reason. I think that's a cover story, and that's one of the reasons I'm quite suspicious. That said, I also think we've watched again and again how the left has been put through agents provocateur. They dress as Trump supporters, and they've put out flyers inviting people to all 50 states. People on our side have told everyone to stay home. If you're a patriot, you stay home and let the military handle it. So we're going to see a lot of false flag kinds of events happen in order to blame and smear conservatives. But this would be nothing new. This is what they always do. Our question is, what do you think's really going on? Gary Jeff.
Well, I think that we can all breathe a sigh of relief that the incoming administration hasn't invited the Chinese military or UN troops into Washington, which will probably be the next step if, in fact, our patriotic members of the armed forces and Secret Service who have sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution adhere to that. The left, and it's not Democrats. So, you know, we get into this discussion of Democrats and Republicans. It's the left. And Senate Majority Leader, supposed Republican Mitch McConnell, is a part of that left. He's a swamp thing, certainly as Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are swamp things. And like I said, just be glad that it's not the Chinese, the communist Chinese military or the UN troops being called in.
Well, and I've heard rumors that I can't substantiate, but I've heard rumors. Everybody hears rumors. But, I mean, this is what people are talking about around their kitchen tables, around their water coolers, around their other conservative friends. There are rumors that there are indeed Chinese soldiers on the northern border and on the southern border along Mexico. And there will find a wall because Biden hasn't torn it down yet. One other thing, Gary Jeff, to your point, Mitch McConnell, this morning we heard McConnell said Trump, quote, fed lies to the mob about the Biden election. So you are indeed correct. He is now fully exposed as a full-fledged member of the swamp. You know, have either of you heard that there are Chinese troops on our border?
I have not.
I have. A listener told me they had heard that, and I couldn't find it, but that's what they said.
Well, so people say a lot of things.
They do. You know, they do indeed.
And you know, I think we just need to see how this plays out tomorrow.
Correct.
And, well, we need to be ready. We need to remain vigilant and ready to defend our country. I just wrote a piece today. I wrote what basically, essentially, is a eulogy to the United States, and I hope that I'm not correct in having that prepared.
I hope you're not either. It bears repeating right now, right here, because Keith Hansen has some loyal followers that The word that I'm hearing again and again and again is do not go to your capital tomorrow. Do not allow them to use you as an excuse. There will be people,
right,
Antifa, BLM, who are wearing MAGA hats because the January 6th was a dress rehearsal. And I'm not saying that there weren't true Trump supporters who got caught up in the moment. This time the message is stay home. Do not protest. Tomorrow's not the day to protest. Whatever happens, allow the military, the National Guard, and whomever else to handle it. And that's very, very important.
I think that's a very wise message, and I think it should be heeded. I will tell you this. The time to protest is if Joe Biden actually takes the oath of office, and every day of his presidency, the same way the left protested every single day of the Trump presidency, and we had the resistance, we need a counter-resistance, and it needs to be vigilant, and it needs to be strong. We need to hold their feet to the fire the way they falsely held Trump supporters' feet to the fire for 4 years.
There's no question about it, but it's difficult to imagine because conservatives and Republicans love the rule of law, and they are law-abiding citizens on the whole. And look at how easily people rolled over for masks, for business closures, for having our rights robbed from us. And it just boggles the mind what could and might happen under a trifecta of Democrat power. This particular Democrat Party, basically socialist and communist. I am honored, even though I'm discombobulated. I keep saying that, but it's because I can't tell the truth. I can't tell the difference between Eastern Pacific and Mountain Time sometimes, and I've got people in all different time zones. Don't give me math. I don't do math well.
Karen, I'll talk to you anytime, Karen. It doesn't.
I love it, and I love having both of you. We have a panel discussion. We've got plenty more to come when we come back. You're listening to The Keith Hansen Show. I'm Karen Cataline. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The coronavirus has affected the African-American community in many ways, including a drastic drop in blood donations. This is the time to take care of one another, and blood transfusions from healthy African-American donors can be a life-saving treatment for patients with sickle cell disease or cancer. The American Red Cross adheres to the highest standards of safety and infection control and urges you to come out to donate. Please, make an appointment today at redcrossblood.org.
Welcome back to the Keith Hansen Show. It's a pleasure to sit in for Keith Hansen. Pretty sure he'll be back with you tomorrow, the day in question that we are talking about. I'm your happy fill-in host, Karen Cataline. If you'd like to join me and find out what I'm up to with the show that I do, Spouting Off, Tuesdays, Thursdays in Nashua, New Hampshire, and you don't have to live in Nashua, New Hampshire, in order to listen, or on Fridays on the BBS Radio Network, all you got to do is go to KarenCataline.com, and you'll find more about me than you ever want to know. I am pleased to have with us two illustrious talk show hosts, a panel to discuss what we think is in store for America after tomorrow, the day in question, Inauguration Day. I've got John James from Central Maine, a 40-plus year veteran of talk radio, conservative talk show host, big gun advocate, and quite articulate. And then my friend Gary Jeff Walker, longtime talk show host on 700 WLW, Cincinnati, Ohio. Not that Ohio has figured well into the election. Let me ask both of you what you think about the charge of election fraud and why it was so difficult. I kind of know the answer to this, but I want to hear your thoughts. Why was it so difficult to just get a hearing on the merits of this case? Gary Jeff Walker.
Well, this had been set up for months, obviously, under the cover of COVID-19 and the stay-at-home restrictions and the fear-mongering that was done purposely for the purpose of the election and to have this massive universal mail-in vote we had across the country, which is rife for voter fraud. Everybody knows this. If you don't have to show up somewhere
and present a photo ID and be vetted. And you've got all of these secretaries of state and all these attorneys generals in all these states breaking the rules, the election rules that the Constitution lays down, and not allowing state legislatures to actually set the rules for elections as is prescribed by the United States Constitution, then you knew this was going to happen. A good friend of ours, Karen, I talked to him about 3 months before the election, and he said, what if President Trump is leading in a looking like a landslide electoral victory on election night, and then the next day, and what did we see? We saw poll workers being pushed out of counting procedures. We're going to stop for the night. How many times in your lifetime, John James, or your lifetime, Karen Kenley, have they stopped counting votes in multiple states on election night at 10:30?
Simultaneously.
Simultaneously.
Never.
This was a coordinated effort. I mean,
never.
And why there have been no hearings is because many of these courts have been in on the fix all along.
Yeah, and that's heartbreaking. And so they want to give the impression that anybody who questions, they've already, it's not the impression. We are now being told in the former United States of America that you are not allowed to question the narrative that they put forth for you. Period. You're not allowed to question the election. You're not allowed to question coronavirus. Nothing. All the things they did, because they're allowed, we're not. John, what do you think? Do you think there was election fraud? And if so, how come we couldn't get a hearing?
I absolutely think there was election fraud. I think there was plenty of proof. I think between Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and Jenna Ellis and Rudy Giuliani, I think they had more than enough proof, and they had witnesses who actually signed. Not only did these people, these regular citizens, sign the affidavits saying that they saw voter fraud, but there are other ways to become famous without ruining your life. And
yes.
So they signed the document. Then they went on national TV in these hearings. One or two people said their lives were ruined after that. And mm-hmm. So they had some, as we say, skin in the game. I think, and I really believe that some of it, and you may or may not agree with me, Karen and Gary, but I think a lot of it, or some, maybe not a lot, some of it, I think, was fear. I think they feared the retribution, and we heard rumor of that with the Supreme Court, that Chief Justice John Roberts was hurt, and I don't know if you've heard whether or not this is true, either of you, but John Roberts talking with the other justices saying that, do you want to be responsible for starting riots? Which, if that's the case, that's saying, okay, the mob has won.
Well, and I think there's reason to believe, first of all, that, I think there's tape of that, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure about that, but I think there's reason to believe that John Roberts is corrupt, period.
Yeah.
End of sentence.
Yep.
And I would add, and then I want to get Gary Jeff in here, I would add that what we are seeing is a wholesale corruption, frankly, of the communist Chinese and other entities who have it in for the United States, including George Soros. I sound like such a conspiracy theorist, but in fact, we're living in a time when those conspiracies are proving many of which to be true. I'll just point to the 2015 incident that most people forgot, when it was reported that there was an accident and a giant information breach of high-level officials in the government to the communist Chinese. You'll remember that 2015 was when Barack Obama was still president, and that gave them, the Chinese, a way to send honeypot spies, just like the one that went to Eric Swalwell, to others in order to offer them a Faustian bargain. Whatever your problem is, whether it's money or drugs or women or sex or transvestites, we don't care. You either get everything you want or we're going to expose your history in this so you'll never have a career. The carrot and the stick. And they have been able to wholesale corrupt people to within a stunning degree. Does anybody here, I know I'm getting carried away, is there anybody here who does not think that that could be possible and that the communist Chinese have, in fact, infiltrated pretty much every aspect of our lives, and that something has to happen of a dramatic nature to turn that around, or we're done?
Karen, you mentioned Eric Swalwell, who, oddly enough, ironically, laughably, was the impeachment chairman. Wasn't he the head of the impeachment this time on President Trump?
In-your-face step to say, see, we don't care what you do. We're going to do what we want.
No, I mean, we're talking about the Fang Fang banger.
Fang Fang,
right.
Yeah.
Fang
and
Fang.
Then we have Dianne Feinstein, who had a Chinese spy as a driver for 20 years, listening into, privy to private classified conversations. This has been going on for a long, long time.
Yeah, but
President
nobody
Trump,
stood up to it until Donald Trump. Nobody.
President Trump
they
was
were
the stopgap. We don't have a smoking gun of this. We have a smoking arsenal of this. And John should appreciate that as the Second Amendment's
absolutely.
And so I don't think that there's any question of what you're saying at all. You kind of don't want to say it because you don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but it's so obvious that even a five-year-old could see it, and yet we're being told, no, there's nothing to see here. Let's go on.
Yeah.
You know, this is just business as usual. You'll
get
your
chance. And you know what else we're being told?
That
we have to take it. We have to take election fraud. We have to accept people who've been, who have traitorously been doing business with a hostile communist foreign power that sent a virus to our country in order to bring us to our knees, which unfortunately wasn't very hard. John, you get in here and tell me what you think.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think China and I wouldn't be surprised, and I hate to think this of our country, but I know our government, but I know the leftists really have no love, no patriotism for this country. And it wouldn't surprise me if maybe some of them somehow knew that something was brewing in Wuhan, and we'll just look the other way because we understand.
Obama gave them millions of dollars.
Right, exactly.
We gave our own taxpayer dollars to hang us with that rope. And who did it? Who started all of this? A true traitorous situation is the previous president.
Right.
Forgive me, but you know, we got to keep you, and I am so honored and proud to be among the talk show hosts that exercise our First Amendment rights for as long as we have them. Because if you don't use them, you lose them.
Absolutely. Even if we do use them.
Yeah.
In fact, nowadays, it seems the more you use them, the more you lose them. I mean, you literally can't state truth on Facebook and Twitter without worrying about being shut down or banned.
Right. Therein lies the problem, because we absolutely must recognize that there are more of them. There are more of us than there are of them. There are more of us. I'm a big fan. Gary Jeff will tell you I'm a big fan of nonviolent resistance of the nature of Mohandas Gandhi. And he was able to rally a nation on certain principles of nonviolent resistance. And if we don't start doing it now and do it quick, we're already headed towards militarism of the kind that we can't imagine in this country. I don't know.
I have something real quick.
Please.
Something I told you last night when you were on my show, Karen, is that I have recently recommitted myself to my faith because I believe my God is greater than the false god of government. And you're right. There are more of us than there are of them. And we need to, now more than ever, the silent majority that Ronald Reagan spoke of have to speak up, and we have to continue speaking up, and we can do it without Facebook and Twitter. We just need to understand that those are evil tools of the left and of people that want to see this country fall once and for all. They don't want borders. They want a global government. It's not just the communist Chinese. It's the globalists. You mentioned George Soros. You mentioned all these powers, and they do it. They're like the husband that swears an oath to be faithful to his wife, and then the second the ceremony's over, has sex with the bridesmaid. That is what happened.
Yeah.
We have to get ready for a short break. And we'll have one more segment with these two illustrious guests. And this is happening exactly. We had a bumpy right at the beginning. But for me, I think we need more of this sort of thing. Panel discussions where people kind of put out there their ideas that people are doing all over this country right now. We are in times I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. And When we come back, I'm going to give everybody a chance to one more time say what they think will happen, what they want to happen. Obviously, I think we all want the same thing. But my gut, my deep down gut tells me this is just too important to walk away from. And Trump is not going to walk away. And we shall see. I don't mean that he's not going to leave. He already left, actually.
Right.
But something else may just happen. So we're going to take a quick break, and then please stay with us as we wrap up this panel discussion on The Keith Hansen Show. You're listening to Karen Cataline filling in for the great Keith Hansen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you see President Trump's latest tweet? He says the new book Blitz is hot and urges you to read it. Trump calls David Horowitz a great author. Get Blitz. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. In Blitz, David Horowitz warns about Antifa and makes stunning predictions about Trump in the coming months. They will shock you. Blitz also reveals the secret billionaires out to stop Trump. Mike Huckabee says if every American reads this book, Trump will win. Mark Levin says Blitz is indispensable. Get Blitz at bookstores or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. blitz411.com. And don't forget to see David Horowitz on Newsmax TV all this week. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable channel. Now on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Optimum, Cox, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Wow, and more. Just check your cable guide. And get Blitz today at bookstores or 800-NEWSMAX.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Keith Hansen Show. It airs every weeknight from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Global Star Radio Network and its affiliates, including Powered by the Hagmann Report. I am your happy guest host, Karen Cataline. We are speaking with John James and Gary Jeff Walker, our panel on what we think will happen tomorrow. Now, it pains me, it does, to hear both of our guests say, in different ways, you have to admit, that they think that Joe Biden will be inaugurated tomorrow, and I don't think either one of them are happy about it. And I'll just say, and then give everybody a chance, we'll go around our virtual room here. I have come to believe, and I could be so wrong, and I don't know, and nobody else does, that Donald Trump ran to address this problem, a growing influence of communism in America, a growing corruption and treasonous nature of our elected officials who no longer serve at the consent of the governed, et cetera, et cetera. And this is the big finale to this entire chapter, the big finale. I find it hard to believe that he would just walk away. He is now declassifying documents at a furious rate, from what I hear. And why would he do that if he was walking away? Why didn't he do it 2 years ago? I think something is afoot. I'm getting those kinds of messages from people, and I could be deadly disappointed and mistaken, but that's what my gut tells me. My gut also tells me stay calm, stay patient, and recognize when you don't know something, and I don't know. John James, your thoughts.
First of all, let me just say I'm a big fan of Keith Hansen. I
I enjoy listening to him. He's a real radio guy. I really enjoy him. So,
yeah,
just want to give him a couple of good words there.
Sure.
You know, I'm like you. I'm in the same boat with you. That boat is, I think something is afoot. I do. I don't know what. We've never been here before, and I think Donald Trump has too much vested, and I think he has too much desire to see this 244 or so year experiment succeed. He has done so much to build the patriotism and the American spirit, and he has done that. But we are so divided, and I'm not sure why that is. I think I really think a lot of it is because of social media and mainstream media, and the fact that the left and I, like you, Gary, Jeff, I'm glad you brought that up. When you're referring to the left, you're not referring to the Democrats. We all know good garden variety Democrats who you can actually talk with. This group you cannot. And so I think there is something afoot, and I think Donald Trump is going to stay involved somehow. I would like to think it would be, you know, another 4 years of being president, if not this time, maybe next time. But the left has thrown so much of a divide into the country by keeping racism alive. Morgan Freeman said once in a 60 Minutes interview to Mike Wallace, who asked him, how do we get rid of racism? Morgan Freeman said, stop talking about it. But they can't.
Yeah, he was also the one that did commercials on the Around deal and how great it was. I just want to say that this is so important tomorrow that I do not believe any Republican will ever get elected again if these crop of Democrats take a monopoly of power. Sorry,
agreed.
But that's the bad news. I
yep.
do not think it will happen. They'll close the barn door as hard as they possibly can. It's midnight in America. Gary, Jeff, you were talking. You tried to move this conversation to a spiritual plane, and
I
we
love
went
that.
Right back.
I love that.
And I
right.
couldn't agree more. I think a lot of people have done that. So, Gary, Jeff, your, I guess, final thoughts. We have a few more minutes here, and I want to give everybody
right.
a chance. Wonderful conversation.
The thing we need to remember is this is not about Donald Trump. This is about America.
Right.
This is about a constitutional republic that guarantees people's God-given rights. And as you see more and more of them trying to be siphoned away from us, and it's only going to be on the accelerator pedal if they have absolute power in Washington, that being the left. But if you were Donald Trump, would you have rather stayed in Trump Tower? Would you have rather vacationed at Mar-a-Lago and not had this constant barrage of male bovine fecal samples being thrown at you every single day?
Yeah.
The testicular fortitude, but the way this is about
yes.
Donald Trump is he was the only one that could stand up to the swamp, to the establishment, the status quo, the deep state, and that is why they pushed back so
right.
hard. And that's why we're so divided,
right.
John, as you mentioned. And it all started, the racial divide started with our first African-American president, Barack Obama.
Mm.
And that was purposefully done. It's divide and conquer. It is
yep.
always that way. It's the Salowinski, it's the Marxist playbook from word one. And
yep.
that's what we're seeing play out. And that's what we need to fight against. And it's not Trump's our guy, and because he is, and MAGA and all of that, but it's about something greater than that. It's about something bigger than Donald Trump. And you will see Republicans get elected, but they're going to be just like the Democrats that we're seeing in power now.
They're going to be
yeah.
Mitch McConnell Republicans.
Right, right.
Just a thought, Gary, Jeff, and John James. Were it anyone else but Donald J. Trump, I wouldn't be thinking what I'm thinking right now, that something may happen tomorrow. And I think that's true of a lot of Trump supporters. They recognize this is a man who bested the Bush machine, the Clinton machine, the Obama machine, Congress, who was supposed to have been removed from being framed, being spied upon, you name it, and he has prevailed. That's why people believe he's the right guy. And speaking of spirituality, many people, probably including myself, believe God put him here for a reason.
Yeah,
God is not done with this country yet.
I believe that wholeheartedly.
Yes.
Yep.
And if that is so, if God put him there, that doesn't mean we know what God has planned. Heaven knows. We don't. We probably wouldn't like to know, maybe.
Right.
But I am stunned by the Republicans that I know, some really good friends, who say still today, they supported Donald Trump as long as he was in office, but the first chance they got, they said, good riddance to Donald Trump because he cared more about himself than he did the people.
Right.
He was full
of
ego and narcissism. And I see the precise opposite.
Yep.
I see a Purim-like scenario, you know, I'm Jewish, where life, everything is upside down. Black is white, red is blue, and nothing is as it seems. And this is the most selfless man I've ever seen for precisely the reasons you pointed out, Gary Jeff Walker.
Yep, I agree. Now, can I give you a quote here?
Yeah, would please do. And
okay,
we're going to be wrapping it up soon, I think, but please
okay.
do. Yeah.
Well, we were talking about... Gary Jeff said it's not about Donald Trump, and nothing hammers that home more than this quote. This is from Eli Friedman, and it was at AmericanThinker.com, and this is just a short quote. Trump is nothing more than an avatar, an embodiment of a large segment of the American people who have been marginalized and abused. That is why he is so loved by so many. That's also why he's hated by so many others.
Yes. Well, and
That's
I also
great.
Think I think it is true. And I also think that I never believed that they hated Donald Trump that much, the left. I really didn't. I believe it was pure politics that he could not be bought, he could not be owned, and he could not be bribed or blackmailed. And therefore, he represented a true threat, whereas the Republicans have always represented a completely paper tiger phony threat, not a real threat at all. This is a true threat because he actually kept his promises.
Right.
He did what he said he was going to do, and he stood up to them. And this is what happens when you stand up to the swamp in Washington. They want to destroy you. And all they did was try to trump up hate for Trump. It wasn't real. They knew he wasn't a racist, a bigot, a homophobe. They knew they're more ugly and despicable and moralless than anything Trump has probably ever done. And in fact, Trump is probably cleaner than they ever imagined because they've given him a proctology exam for the last 5 years.
Pretty much.
Listen, I got to wrap this up. Thank you both so much for joining us. John James, tell everybody, give us a little commercial quickly. How people can find you, hear you, and follow you.
Well, you can follow me on Facebook. I'm on the Right America Media Facebook page, 9 to noon Eastern Time. Right America Media, American Women Who Bear Arms. We're on YouTube. We're at legacy1160.com. And there you go. There's a spiel. That's all the time I'm going to take, Karen.
John James.
Search for me.
Yes,
on,
and Gary Jeff.
Search for me on iHeartRadio, Gary Jeff Walker podcast, both my Saturday morning show and my nightcap shows that I do. And it's a great honor to be with you today, Karen, and you, John. Thank you.
Same, Gary. Same, Karen. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. We so appreciate it. Thank you to Keith Hansen for inviting me to fill in. Tomorrow is an important day, as we know. And I don't think there's much more to say except we don't know until we know. And it ain't over till it's over. Doug and the BBS Radio staff, we appreciate it. If you'd like to follow me or visit me when you can, and while there's still a free internet, go to KarenCataline.com. That's Karen spelled the normal way, Cataline spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. That wraps it for the Keith Hansen Show. Stay tuned. Be well. Be safe. Take care.